Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Blattner. Batting second. The center fielder, Goody Rosen. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Graham. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Voisel. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Voisel. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize takes first base on ball four. Graham moves to second. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck takes first base on ball four. Rosen scores. Graham moves to third. Mize moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Graham throws the ball into Kerr, who tags Waitkus trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sturgeon. Kerr moves to second. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Skeffing and he is safe. Kerr steals third. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel strikes out. One out. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0 for 1 in the game. Blattner hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kerr scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing strikes out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Graham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer strikes out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Whittek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Whittek reaches second base with a double. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whittek moves to third. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whittek scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0 for 1 in the game. Voisel bunts towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Stringer covering, for the out. Kerr moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blattner hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Skeffing hits a pop-up towards third. Wittek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Stringer. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Fleming now pitching. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wittek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fleming fields it and throws to first for the out. Lombardi moves to second. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Sicori pinch hits for Bill Fleming. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori hits a fly ball into right field. Graham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hi Bithorn now pitching. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0-for-1 in the game. Voisel strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blattner hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to third. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Rickard moves to third. It's 5-3, Giants. Bill Nicholson pinch hits for Bob Skeffing. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rickard scores. Waitkus moves to third. It's 5-4, Giants. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkus scores. Nicholson moves to third. It's Cubs, 5, Giants, 5. Hi Bithorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bithorn strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. Sturgeon moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stringer for the out. Sturgeon moves to third. Hack moves to second. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sturgeon scores. Hack scores. It's 8-5, Cubs. Monty Kennedy now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowry. The throw from Lombardi and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Clyde McCullough now catching. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen strikes out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rickard bunts towards third. Wittek fields it and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta moves to third. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lombardi hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wittek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. High Bidhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bidhorn is 0-for-1 in the game. Bidhorn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper pinch hits for Monty Kennedy. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Blattner hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.